Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Kyle deserve each other right now.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. Okay. Because they're kind of the same guy. Couple of good things, leaving me, leaving me wanting more almost all the time. Almost all the time.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app, a favorite 95.7 The Game for the best and most up-to-date sports coverage. And do not forget that you can also watch us every day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on and search on 95.7 The Game.
Let's go back to week one, okay? Yeah, you're in the rain, blah, blah, blah. How many? Wow, that's a clever play. One, maybe two a game?
No, you know what we got from that?
Wow.
No, you know what we got from that? Damn, what a throw by Trey Lance. Wow, I haven't seen a throw like that in a long time.
I'm saying from the play caller.
Oh, the play caller.
How many wow great calls have you seen?
Here's
I'm asking
text.
You.
Here's a text, 707, Comcast Business Text Line. Because I keep telling you this.
Yeah.
It's the same as jet sweeps every single week.
It's so
number
predictable.
Number 19's in the backfield.
It's so predictable.
And you know, the defense is saying, alert, alert, alert. 19 in the backfield. Alert.
How about the smoke screen?
Can you play some play action pass off the 19, off of Deebo Samuel running the ball? That is done. Defenses had an entire offseason to get ready for Deebo Samuel running the football.
It felt like the Wildcat. It's coming
on.
You
can't get creative. You can't get him down the field. Wow, he ran down the field on a dig route. Jimmy got it to him. Nice catch and throw. First down, 49ers. But can I see more of that? What about Brandon Ayuk? He's a stud. He has star potential. You moved back into the first round to draft Brandon Ayuk in a draft that had Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb. Who else am I missing? Jerry Jeudy, who he's got a case of the dropsies. Henry Ruggs, who's in jail.
Yeah, but at least they keep throwing to him.
I mean, Brandon Ayuk was invincible in the second half. Now you want to say Patrick Surtain blanking at him? I don't know. Can you find ways to get Brandon Ayuk the ball? I saw a play in the third quarter.
He had three catches, and then after they scored a touchdown, I don't think he scored had another target.
Yeah, well,
I didn't see one.
Jimmy Garoppolo short-hopped
him. That's right, the one. You're right.
He short-hopped him.
Yeah.
Short-hopped the shortstop. Even Collinsworth was like, boy, got to put a better throw on that. And that's what I love about the announcers these days. They're becoming more and more critical to quarterback play. They're becoming more and more critical. And Aikman said it all last year. Garoppolo drives people crazy because he's erratic, he's inconsistent, and the Jimmy O no throws are coming.
Doesn't it feel like this offense is
I don't like any of it, to be honest with you.
It's so predictable right now. And people are like, oh, Kyle's such a brilliant. Yeah, okay. Then why does it feel like I'm watching? Because like Chip, the biggest issue I would Chip, I knew the play before it was even hiked. I'm like, oh, this is a fake, slow developing read zone play. They're going to throw a slant to Jeremy Curley. Like on third, I think it was third and 11. When they threw short to Deebo, it was the most predictable play I have ever seen. And I was like, oh, Deebo, please break 15 tackles and try not to get hurt. And that was the one where he stayed down on the ground. And everybody thought the same thing. Uh-oh. Right?
The same thing. The same thing.
Does Kittle know that he can take a seam route? Do the Niners know you can split him out wide?
Again, this off, and we got a long time for this. I just watched the Texans go to Chicago yesterday, put up 20. You know, the Texans put up 20.
I don't even know who their offensive coordinator is.
I mean, Davis Mills went in there. They were moving the ball up and down the field.
I'd rather have Davis Mills than Jimmy G. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Two games to score 20 points. Two games. They scored 10 against the Bears and 10 yesterday against Denver. Now, but here's the spin, though. Boy, that Denver Broncos defense is better than we all thought. Shasky and I tried to tell you last week the Denver Broncos defense was really, really good.
What was the matchup? Who was the guy I kept identifying? I go, McGlinchey.
Randy Gregory over Mike McGlinchey was the X factor.
And I didn't think it could get worse. Then Jalen Moore came in. Jalen Moore, on two consecutive plays, was blocking air.
Let's go to Rob in Dublin. Rob in Dublin, what's happening? You're on the Russ. He's listening via the Transistor
Radio.
Rob? What's up, Rob?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I don't get it, man. How is it that I can coach the team from the couch? Like, I see every play you're selling. Every one of them. I don't get it. Bonte, I'm on your Twitter handle. I'm like, you're stealing the words out of my mouth. Before I can even say it, you're already tweeting it. But at this point in time, I'm ready for open trials like Dick Vermeil did in Invincible. I'm ready for Uncle Rico to come and take over for Jimmy. Get rid of this bum. I'm out, fellas. I'm sorry.
You know what?
Had a first and seven seconds and 55 third-round picks all lined up for him.
Let me say this real quick. I feel sick to my stomach this morning because of a couple things. One, Jimmy Garoppolo, and two, Kyle Shanahan. But three, two out of 3 weeks, hell, every single week this season, the defense has played their asses off.
Oh, they're elite.
Talanoa Hufanga has been playing great football.
Yeah. Yes.
Smacking dudes.
Nick Bosa was trying so hard last night.
I mean, Kinlaw's popping.
How about Warner?
Givens popping. Drake Jackson comes up with a sack.
How fast are these linebackers when they throw to a running back the flat?
Drake Greenlaw and Fred Warner Jr. are hitting people.
Everywhere.
Emmanuel Mosley looks like the most underrated cornerback in football. He always says, in these big games, every time, going back to 2019, when he put Cooper Kupp on his back at the LA Memorial Coliseum, Emmanuel Mosley smacks dudes. Charvius Ward, wow, looks like a great signing. Looks like a hell of a signing.
He does look sweet, doesn't he?
He looks sweet.
I thought that was a touchdown to Jerry Jeudy over the top.
This defense has not missed Jimmy Ward yet. They didn't miss Eric Armstead last night. And we can't talk about the defense of D'Amico Ryans because of the offensive ineptitude. From the head coach and the quarterback position.
They gave up 9 points yesterday. Nine.
Defense has been footing up. We should be talking about this great defense all day long. They have a Super Bowl caliber defense. They hit you. And then Michael Silver, he joins Willander Dibbs every single week. Has the audacity. You know, this defense, they show that they can't carry a football team through an entire game. What else do you want them to do last night? You knew Russell Wilson was good for one drive. He was good for one drive. This defense is on the field because your offense is going 3 and out all the damn time. Your offense is 0-for-9 on third downs until late in the fourth quarter when Jimmy almost throws a no-no throw to Ronald Darby and he hits Juwan Jennings with Collinsworth. Everybody said, damn, we thought that was a pick six. This defense has been playing lights out. And I can't spend time on the defense because this offense stinks. Because this offense, all the people who want to watch fantasy football and 42 to 40 games, well, we ain't getting that out here in San Francisco. It's going to be a lot of 17 to 13 games, a lot of 12 to 10 games, 11 to 10 games. And this defense is so damn good. They're ready to roll, Shasky. They're ready to roll all the way into Glendale, Arizona in February. But it's the offense, and it's the creativity, and it's the head coach who told us to go watch Buffalo and see how they call plays. It's beyond frustrating. An offensive head coach who can't put up more than 10 points in two of the three games so far this season. And you think it's going to change next week against the Rams? On Monday Night Football? You think something's going to change? Same quarterback. No Trent Williams. You got no Elijah Mitchell. You got no TDP. Deebo Samuel's banged up. George Kittle looks like he's 70%. What's going to change?
We fell for the banana in the tailpipe. Can we all admit it? Like, oh, we hadn't seen Jimmy in so long. Everyone had like fooled themselves. Did people watch? We argued over here. I said, did you guys watch the Dallas Cowboy playoff game? Did people watch the Green Bay game?
I drove down
with my dad and watched Jimmy Garoppolo firsthand in the NFC Championship game. That game last night was nearly identical to all of those games, except they had a little bit more offense early in the Dallas game. That was it. Literally, that was it. It is a story of missed opportunities and hanging on for dear life, coaching scared, losing at the end.
Dude, I was in Dallas at Jerry's World. And I literally was getting queasy during the fourth quarter. And I said, they're not winning this football game. And then you watch the Green Bay game and you're praying for dear life for just one drive. Thank God for special teams. They were special that night in Lambeau Field. And then we were down there at SoFi Stadium. And the third play of the game for the Niners offense. Mm-hmm. After holding the Rams to a 3 and out. I'll never forget the buzz that was in the air at SoFi Stadium. Niner fans were humming, filling it. And a big third down comes up, and Shanahan dials up the right play, and Kittle's running down the seam wide open. Your dad's telling you, he's got Kittle. He's got Kittle. We all do it.
I thought he's pinpoint accurate, though. That's what everyone told me.
And he airmailed it. I mean, but yet, y'all had the audacity. A lot of you guys out there had the audacity to get on Trey Lance for overthrowing Tyler Kroft. Tyler Kroft shouldn't even be on the roster. Think about who he's throwing to. Jimmy's overthrowing Jimmy George Kittle in the NFC Championship game. And y'all want to get on Trey? That's why I'm so fired up for the way people treated Trey Lance last week. It was disgusting. Starting with that locker room, going to Michael Silver saying, yeah, Jimmy Garoppolo gives us a better chance to win. Jimmy Garoppolo gives us a better chance to win. And they go out there and sneak it up on Sunday Night Football. Embarrassing, man. This is not fun. I'm not having fun watching 49er football.
They got outcoached
by Nathaniel Hackett.
By a guy we all think is the worst head coach in the league.
Who just hired a game manager for him. He just hired some dude to help him with game management on a Saturday night.
Maybe we should do it.
Worked out for the Broncos.
Hey, Kyle, when it's first in 1,000 from the one, don't run a screenplay and have your quarterback run out of bounds and throw a pick six. Wow. And lose your franchise tackle.
Wow.
All in one play. And the worst of the three was the safety.
Yeah.
That's the funniest part.
As Steve Taylor said on Twitter, it was a pick eight. That's what that was. It was a pick eight. Streets are saying it was a pick eight. More of your phone calls coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
So it is 7-5, and Trent Williams is shaking up for the Niners.
I don't know that I've ever seen a safety be a break for a team, but it certainly was there.
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
Tirico, Collinsworth on the call, NBC Sports. That was the pick eight, the safety. It should have been pick six. This is an absolute catastrophe, and looking at the 972 Comcast Business Text Line, our boy, Derek the Mailman. What up, Derek? Down in Dallas. Bonte, I think our offense is so pedestrian, we can't even open the playbook because Shanny knows how limited Jimmy is, and he doesn't trust him.
Is Jimmy ready?
The let Jimmy cook narrative was such a joke. The guy can't cook. He can't even microwave at this point. That's Derek the Mailman in Dallas, diehard Niner fan.
If I hear the Trey ain't ready line from someone ever again, it makes me want to throw up, especially considering what I saw last night. Like, what Niner football were you watching the last 3 years?
What Niner football you were watching last night?
Give it to me.
13 first downs, 1-for-10 on third down, 25 minutes and 31 seconds of time of possession. Denver had the ball 34 minutes and 29 seconds.
Defense was on the field way too long
in the second half.
You can't convert a third down to save your life.
You can't convert a third. Denver did in the second half, 6-19. We're basically 6-19 for the game. Most of those coming in the second half. So there are some numbers you wanted to bring up because we saw the save tweet. Shasky, and I want you to reply to this.
Well, it's the one thing that people keep saying to me. Like, Joe, the team wins with Jimmy. And I'm like, they won in 2019.
Right.
Since 2019, let's go there because it's as if 2020 never happened.
So after starting 19-5, the Niners are 12-10 since 2020 with Jimmy Garoppolo starting. Jimmy's thrown 18 interceptions and lost 4 fumbles in those 22 games. In 46 regular season starts as a Niners starter, Garoppolo's thrown 39 interceptions and lost 9 fumbles. That's 48 total turnovers. 49, if you count the safety. That's from AlSacco49 on Twitter. And you've been saying this a long time. The turnovers, the fumbles, the sacks.
It's the decision-making.
It's the decision-making.
Like, the number one thing. Like, okay. We could talk about footwork with Trey Lance. We could talk about arm strength. We could talk about delivery. We could talk about all these fundamentals. And none of that applies to Jimmy Garoppolo when his fundamentals are horrific. And as a 9-year veteran, the worst part of Jimmy Garoppolo is decision-making. Yep. It's inarguable at this point.
Plays were there to be made last night. Plays were there to be made last night.
How about the narrative that he's super accurate and Trey's not accurate enough on the underneath stuff? I saw a guy airmailing throws all over the field. And if you want to say, Joe, that's one game. No, that's who he's been for the majority of his time. Yep. Now, just because the team wins, people cannot separate. And this is where you always go, all the national people, not you, but like people always say, the national people think this. Vegas thinks this. My eyes are telling me this dude, he won games in 2019. He had great moments in 2019. Since then, they have won despite him. 2020 and 2021. Has he had a game or two like the Cincinnati final 5 minutes? He was awesome. Sure. He was awesome. Sure. He was awesome. But then the Tennessee game happens.
Yeah.
All right? People forget. You know who threw the game-winning touchdown pass to get us into the playoffs?
Oh, it was Deebo Samuel and Jawan Jennings. And that was on the drive. That was on the drive. And we say ran the ball, what, 11, 12 straight times? Remember that?
Yes.
They ran the ball 11, 12. They even let him throw on that drive.
But Trey's not ready.
Trey's not ready.
But my 9-year veteran who's 31 years old and has made $140 million, he's not ready either. So at what point do we say, who is ready? Is the coach ready?
Is Shanahan ready to pick a quarterback?
Know. Everything's up. So after a game like last night, you're still alive. You could still win the division.
It's very early in the season.
Oh, they were 2-4. They were 3-5 last year. All that's true. In the NFL, when you lose the way you did as the standalone game, you deserve to be walking out of there as a Niner fan going, I don't know what's up and what's down anymore. You know, I have no idea what to make of this
Comcast
team.
Comcast Business Text Line 510. Y'all were juiced for Jimmy last week. Now look at y'all. Listen, the morning roast, we were not juiced for Jimmy Garoppolo. We were sad for Trey Lance. Unlike many members in that locker room, it felt like when they were quick to run to a columnist moments after we knew that Trey Lance broke his ankle. Because you know what? That was Niner football last week against Seattle. Oh, Jimmy looks so good. The offense just looks so much better with Jimmy Garoppolo playing quarterback than Trey Lance. And now we got a shot to win a Super Bowl.
Well, and what did
that look like a Super Bowl offense last night?
No. Well, what did you and I say before? When Trey was at quarterback, this offensive line stinks, in the words of Steiny. They're lousy.
Lousy. Oh,
you know what's going to be funny is when PFF comes out with their grades later on today, and they're going to tell me the offensive line was the top-rated offensive line, and Jimmy Garoppolo actually outperformed, you know, every other quarterback in the league, you know, yesterday. That's what they're going to tell you. PFF. I guarantee it. You just mark my words.
Let's go to let's go back out to the lines. 888-957-9570. Let's write a tat-tat some of these calls. They've been on hold for a while. Start off with Max in Oakland. Then we'll get down the list here. Max in Oakland listening on the radio. What's up, Max? You're on the roast here on 95.7 The Game.
Man, what's going on, fellas? First of all, Jimmy sucks. He's trash. I'm stressed out. I'm anorexic right now. This is ridiculous. I do not get it. Missed passes. Debo wide open for a touchdown. What happened to being red and gold till you're dead and cold? I don't get it.
When my starting quarterback, here's one thing. I watched Jimmy walk off that field and he's like laughing.
He's like smiling.
So let me just play both sides of this for just a second, okay? Trevor Wilson was a pitcher for the Giants who had this weird thing where he would be smiling the entire time.
He's so weird.
But it was his way of dealing with the anxiety, coming to find out years later. People deal with things in different ways. And I do believe at times Jimmy Garoppolo's kind of go-to setting is to laugh when it's an uncomfortable situation. But I'll be
after the game,
on my couch cannot feel worse about the loss than my starting quarterback. I don't, even if that's like an anxiety thing or a coping mechanism from him, like it's a bad look.
It's a terrible
look. If Trey Lance ran out of bounds, what would we be doing?
So not only is it a terrible look, but look at the time of possession of the second half. Denver in the third quarter had the ball for 10 minutes and 39 seconds of the 15 minutes in that quarter. In the fourth quarter, they had the ball for 9 minutes and 15 seconds of the 15 minutes in the fourth quarter. They had the ball for 20 to 30 minutes in the second half in that altitude. So I'm not making excuses for the defense. They did what they could
Who woke up and was like, you know what? The defense lost that game.
Yeah, no. Nobody.
Who?
Nobody.
They
nobody.
Played great.
But Denver finally made some plays. They started at their own 20-yard line with 10 minutes and 14 seconds left. And they went down the field 80 yards. 80 yards. And Russell Wilson made great plays. He made great plays on that drive.
How about the one where he evaded the sack on Nick Bosa, threw it away, and Collinsworth goes, just remember that play right there. And then, boom, two plays later, he hits the back shoulder throw, and they march down. They end up getting that touchdown.
27-yard play to Hinton on 3rd and 10. Collinsworth was right on the money. Right on the money with that one. It's a tough loss. Tough loss for the defense. And I know Fred Warner Jr. is taking accountability, and he's like, look, that's on us, too. No, Fred.
So
you guys held them to 11 points.
Now they have to pitch shutouts?
Right, they got
to
pitch shutouts. You held the Broncos to 9 points.
The defense got Matt Cain. They did.
They did.
They did, the offense. And but B, I swear to God, that has been the story of the 49ers. This was the team of offense in the 80s and in the 90s. Okay?
The team that innovated offense.
And yet we are allergic to the forward pass when the league has made it easier to throw the ball down the field than ever before. You breathe really on a wide receiver, automatic 10 yards. You breathe on a guy. And this team is like, nope, we're going to run the ball and we're going to hurt all our running backs.
George Kittle, no impact. No impact. Where's he at?
Oh, he's blocking. He's a glorified right tackle. Yes,
yeah, no doubt. Let's go to
Nick. He's one of the great blockers in the history of the NFL.
Let's go to Nick and Berkley.
But that's why I'm paying him $20 million a year.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Nick and Berkley.
Hey, what's up, y'all, man?
What's up?
First of all, man, check this out. Shanahan, you need to check yourself, man, because you know what? Your little bunch packages on the 50-yard line, they're supposed to be for the goal line, bro. I don't know what football you're trying to coach. You got everybody, you know, bunched up within the hash marks almost. Spread the offense out, man. Help the linemen out. You know what I'm saying? Kittles, stop doing all the damn commercials. Hit the weight room, man. You're looking weak out there, playing like a punk. You know what I mean? Just keep it real. I mean, you know, you got Debo running inside the tackles. Nah, man. Put Debo in space with Ayuk in space, man. Learn how to run, like run and shoot if you have to. I mean, I don't know what Shanahan is trying to do. I mean, Lynch needs to grab him by a collar and let him know that, hey, man, I'm about to pick some offensive players because you're not doing it. Shanahan's arrogance is going to be his downfall, man, because he sits up there. A real coach will say, I lost this game. I'm not coaching right. And when the team wins, all praise to my assistant coaches and the players. That's what a real coach does. But Shanahan wants to sugarcoat it and weasel his way out of it, man. I don't see, you know, why don't you have Lil Wayne draw some plays for you, homie? Because that's what's up right now.
Thanks for the call, Nick. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Akil in Dublin. Listening on the Odyssey app. Akil, what's happening? You're on a morning roast.
What's up, guys? Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, for me, my biggest concern was before the season started, losing Mike McDaniels.
Mm.
And you see what he's doing in Miami. And I guarantee, I feel like if McDaniels was still on the staff, Trey Lance would not be hurt. Because McDaniels was not about just running the quarterback up the middle all the time. You saw what he did just last. I mean, he just beat the Bills. Last week, I know Tua's got the concussion right now, but it seems like he's resurrected Tua.
100%.
Last year, Tua was seen as a bust. Mm-hmm. And you see what McDaniels. So I just wonder, McDaniels with Trey Lance, what could have been?
Oh, it's a great question.
You know, but early in the season, let's hope for the best, guys. Thank you.
No problem. Good call. Let me ask you a question before you go off. Because a lot of people are bringing this up. I just want to bring up the game for a second. Last drive, or second to last possession. Niners have a first and 10 at their own 48-yard line.
Uh-huh.
All right, they move from the ball, from the 25. They're starting to hum, get a couple first downs. Like, all right, they have a chance to get in position for a game-winning field goal.
Yeah, all they needed was a field goal, which is ironic.
In that altitude.
When we watched Brady with, 4 seconds march down the field.
Right.
And no wide receivers.
No wide receivers. So, first and 10, and they threw the pick six where Debo's got a guy behind him, there's a defender just sitting in the zone.
Not a
and
pick
just,
six.
Just hit, just the pick.
Yeah, into triple coverage.
Into triple coverage.
And Debo got cracked
on that
no
play.
No one even just talking now, about that.
There's some people saying, kind of like the Super Bowl. First and 10 at your own 48, 2 minutes and 13 seconds left. Should they have ran the ball on that play? Should they have ran the ball on at some point, you're going to have to throw, but
Bonte, they were going to lose that game somehow, some way. All right? Like, any Niner fan who has not watched that same exact game play out for 25 years is fooling themselves. Whether you want to say Russ is the main protagonist or you want to say their offense, their own quarterback, is the main protagonist, they have failed to win that game for years. Years!
Yeah. It's hard to disagree.
But okay, so they run the ball. They try to choke out the clock a little.
Right.
Seattle blows it a couple of timeouts.
Or Denver.
They were still, Denver. They were still going to give Russell Wilson the ball, and they're going to have to make a stop. The woulda, coulda, shoulda,
I don't blame you. I hear you.
How do you only score a field goal in the second half? Where are the adjustments?
Yeah.
You went down like a hot knife through butter on one drive and then nothing rest of the game?
It's because the quarterback cannot make throws when you need him to make throws. He is who we all thought he was, which is why we all wanted to see Trey Lance. But unfortunately, we don't get to see that in 2022 because Trey Lance was drafted as a quarterback. But Kyle thought he was a fullback, baby, and he ran on one of these quarterback powers. So, again, you're running the ball with Trey Lance like he's a running quarterback. He's not. He's a pocket quarterback. This is why you drafted him. You drafted him because you wanted a pocket quarterback who could make throws from the pocket, who could evade pressure when you needed him to. But he's gone.
Hey.
We're not going to see him until 2023. He's gone, and we're back to this movie with Jimmy Garoppolo again. I am in the freaking Twilight Zone.
I know. And every soundbite from last week, Bonte, turned out to not be true. The lie detector test is... How about when Jake Brendel said, Jimmy Garoppolo's cadence is the gold standard. And yet on the final drive, the most important play of the game, it looked like the D lineman hiked the ball himself. He was in the backfield before Jimmy could even touch the ball and was sacking him.
Dude,
what
about the botch snap?
Oh, man.
We forgot about the botch snap between Brendel and Jimmy Garoppolo. But the gold standard of cadence.
The gold standard.
And did you hear everybody? Oh, when you look at the top two releases in all of football, it's Brady number one, Brady number two, Garoppolo number one, because his release is so fast. Yeah, when you're checking it down, getting the ball out in less than a second, of course your release is going to be fast. What does that do? And the whole, he threw a dart on the goal. It just, the salivating over Jimmy last week from the players and the coaches and a lot of media members out here, they need to apologize to this fan base.
Can we admit,
because people were doing their little happy dance.
Yeah, they were dancing on the kid's grave.
Sad.
I mean, it's insane.
It's sad. It's insane.
The level of runway we've given Jimmy Garoppolo after 5 years. And then you couldn't give that kid five quarters?
5 quarters.
5 years Mike for Marsh one guy.
It was the worst performance he possibly seen at Soldier Field, despite the rain and everything. You want to go coach that guy, number 10? Remember Mike Marsh a couple weeks ago said, I would love to coach Jimmy Garoppolo. I would love to coach him. You sure about that?
I had texted you, and I talked to you about this, and I had texted Steiny, and I talked to some of my buddies about this. The feeling I got last week, with the whole locker room thing, the night of that, of Trey going down and just everything, I said, man, something don't smell right here. This is feeling like the beginning of the end. Yep. I remember when Harbaugh had that year, at the very beginning of the year, it just didn't feel right. When we had the Jay Glazer report, the locker room's toxic, he might get traded to the Cleveland Browns. Remember that? And I said to myself, okay, and I was in denial on Harbaugh. Right. I'm like, no, they're going to be fine. Yeah. And they went 8-5, and you're thinking, they could get into the playoffs, things are okay. 7-4,
and they lost the Thanksgiving game to Seattle. Look, turkey on the 50.
Are the Niners still alive? Is this a long season? Absolutely. Some don't smell right.
Some don't smell right.
This is getting real stanky.
But you know what? I already see what's happening. Again, Jimmy Garoppolo, because think about how much we spent time on Jimmy Garoppolo and his quarterback play. It was putrid last night. It was not even mediocre.
Are we going to break down his fundamentals?
Right.
How about his football IQ?
But you know what? But think about what we're talking about. We're giving Shanahan another pass.
Oh, no,
because the plays were there to be made, but in a way I feel sick. Like, you know what? This is on Shanahan. You blew it with your number 3 overall pick. You blew it with Trey Lance. All the reports about Trey Lance and arm fatigue and the coaching staff are not impressed with Trey Lance and his progress within the offense.
He put a blue ribbon panel together to talk to his team about ooh, can we bring Jimmy back or not? Then those guys couldn't wait to celebrate that Jimmy was in there.
So let's hear from the head coach. The offensive guru, quote-unquote offensive guru, on his offensive performance last night.
No, I wasn't trying to play as safe as possible. We were trying to get someone going. Felt like we had a lot of shots in the first half. Kind of went exactly how we wanted in terms of moving the ball, getting some big plays, but had a number of penalties that I thought hurt us in the first half, and then we didn't convert a third down. I believe we were 0-4, so I thought we should have a lot more points to show for what we did in the first half. In the second half, never got into a rhythm when we did. We had that fumbled snap, got backed up, went into the safety. Had another turnover, didn't get the run game quite going, and just never could really get in the rhythm in the second half that we had in the first. And when you don't convert a third down till, I think, that last drive, that's usually not a good recipe.
Here's Shanahan on how Garoppolo played last night in Denver.
I thought he played real well in the first half. I mean, I thought he made some plays, hit the ones that were there, and then made some that weren't there. In the second half, I don't think anyone on offense did good, including myself. I mean, we didn't really get into rhythm the whole time, and our defense did a hell of a job keeping us in there, but we weren't able to get it going.
All right, at least you took accountability there.
What do they do well? We touted this run game forever and just jammed it down everyone's throats. And I kept telling everybody, look at the actual like years that these guys have. Yeah, two guys might bust out in 1 year and have decent yardage. They never have a consistent 1,200-yard back.
No.
They haven't even had a 1,000-yard back in their own system.
No.
Since becoming the 49er head coach. Okay, so like, well, I think we've overrated. Now, have they had individual outliers where they ran it down Green Bay's throat? They ran it down Minnesota's throat? Of course. But when they need it in these kind of games where everyone knows
they don't get it,
they never can
get it. They don't
get
it. They don't get it.
And they need just a little from the quarterback. They can never get it.
They can never get
it. I swear to God, I've watched this episode 8,000 times.
Let's go to Jay in Concord listening. He's actually watching on YouTube, watching on our 95.7 The Game YouTube. If you're not there, get there right now. YouTube is lit. Jay, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Yeah, how's it going, man? This whole Jimmy stuff is just laughable at this point. It's embarrassing. The offense is really becoming unwatchable. But, man, the fish rots from the head down. If Jimmy and Kyle don't get it together ASAP, then it's just going to be another waste of a season. Our players are going to age another year, and we get no rookie upside with Lance. So, And, yeah, I agree with one of the previous callers. I was thinking all last night after the game that losing McDaniels and our pass game coordinator, it's really starting to show its worth. And Craycraft and Sherfield out in Miami scoring touchdowns.
Balling.
Man, like, it's sick, man.
Well, here's the
thing. They are balling in South Beach.
Here's the thing about the Trey Lance injury that's just the most gut-punching. Let's just say, hypothetically, Joe, it's a long season. They're still in it.
Hypotheticals.
You watched that game last night, and you're going to get another one of those performances at some point. It's not going to be every week. Jimmy might have a bounce-back game. They might beat the Rams, and they might be 2-2. But you're going to get another one, and we're going to have the exact same Twilight Zone conversation. Well, he did have some moments when we all know he's not good enough. It's not, is he good? Is he consistently good enough? And the answer has always been a resounding no.
Nope.
It has been that way for a long time now.
Here's Jimmy Garoppolo on the safety.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And just run the play, trying to buy some time for it. It's longer developing play. It's just a tough situation, though, just that whole thing.
I mean, how are you not aware? How are you not aware? You've been playing football entire
Kyle
life.
Am. What are we doing?
I saw Greg Cole tweet.
From the one.
You know, I saw Greg Cole tweet this. Greg Cole tweeted. Maybe he thought he was in the CFL when you got 25-yard end zones. Maybe he thought he was playing for the Toronto Argonauts.
Monte. And the crazy thing is,
Eskimos,
the safety was the worst of the three things that happened on that one play. It was a pick six, a safety, and your franchise tackle went down.
I mean, it was unbelievable.
It was one of the worst plays in the history of the Niners.
You know, that was a play. I think that was the play I took my shirt off. I was just like, I just got to go out to the patio and get some air.
Banging your chest?
No, I didn't bang my chest. For what? I just had to go get some air and said, dear God, help me. I gotta watch this game.
And by the way, I think, was it Bradley Chubb who picked it off?
Yeah,
was it
Bradley Chubb picked it off. Bradley Chubb picked it off.
Unbelievable.
Or maybe, you know what a lot of people are going to spin? Some Bay Area beaters. Well, you know, Denver's defense is really good. They held the Texans to 9 points, and they held Geno Smith without a touchdown or points in the second half. No, you don't get to buy that excuse, because a lot of y'all told me Denver's defense was overrated. You told me their defense wasn't that good. So you can't use that one today. You can't use that Jimmy doesn't know the playbook. He's been here since 2017. I don't want to hear that. Oh, well, he didn't have training camp reps. Well, he's ramping up his shoulder on the side field, right? Does he really need training camp reps? Does he need to build a rapport with George Kittle, Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk? How long has he been playing with these guys?
As a 49er fan, I could think of like a handful of plays in my lifetime that I look back and I go, God, that's one of the dumbest plays I've ever seen. Dre Bly intercepting, starting to like taunt everyone and then getting stripped. Remember that one?
Yep.
When he picked off the pass during Singletary. Nate Clements, yep. I think he blocked a punt and then was running it in, fumbled it, and then someone else picked it up. The Jimmy takes the cake. Jimmy stepping with both feet on a screen pass from the one, because it's not just Jimmy. It's Kyle dialing that play up there. And then Trent going down, and you threw a pick six. And the safety was the worst of the three that happened. Bonte, even if you tried to make a blue tape, that doesn't even seem realistic.
Hey, it's just here's another Garoppolo cut. I got a couple here. I got one more about the safety, and then one more about the offense. Here's another explanation about the safety.
I'm in a tough situation. Just trying to buy some time for the play. It was a tough situation.
Tough situation. You bet your ass it was a tough situation.
Guys, this is like situational awareness. You're at the one.
Hold on.
You're running a screen from the one, or whatever the hell that play was.
I don't know what
from
it was.
From the one.
By the way, under Kyle Shanahan, the 49ers are a terrible screen team. They're a terrible screen team. Like, remember the Patriots and Tom Brady, James White? They run screens great. You know, the Green Bay Packers run screens great.
But Jimmy learned how to win from Tom. Except the part about not knowing where the field is and the dimensions.
You got 10 yards in the end zone, Jimmy.
I can't believe they called that play.
He planted his foot down the back line and threw it. It was like, Jimmy, you're in the back of the end zone. He was retreating to the tunnel. Was he trying to run back to the locker room?
It's not even just him. It's Shanahan, too. Like, why would you call that play right there?
I don't know.
Richard Sherman, who was just all over Shanahan in terms of praising him the week before, was like, what was that?
I don't know.
I threw my hands up. I was like, what are we doing? Hey, at least we got Mitch Wisnowski on a 4-year deal.
And the nation's laughing at him. All the teams and all the fan bases in the NFL saw that play and said, boy, what is happening to San Francisco? What's happened to Shanahan? He's lost his mojo. He's lost his superpowers. Superpowers in South Beach, Miami. Mike McDaniel took those powers.
Well, no.
And I had no idea what Mike McDaniel did. I was unsure. Is he a play caller? Well, he didn't call the plays. Was he the play designer? How important was Mike McDaniel? How is he getting a head coaching job? Well, I see why now.
The worst part about this is the best coach on the team right now is by far D'Amico Ryans.
Not even close.
And we're not even talking about him right now.
He's going to get ahead of coaching job.
This defense is so good. That's the part that makes me, like, if the team stunk overall, we throw our hands
this
up.
This defense is playing at an elite level.
It's a Super Bowl caliber defense. And we couldn't even be patient for the 22-year-old hand-selected franchise quarterback. Yet the 9-year veteran, who everyone told me it's go time with, he looks worse.
Here's Garoppolo on the offense overall.
I just thought altogether, we were just not in rhythm. We started off pretty good, too. I felt like we were in a rhythm early, and then we kind of just got away from it, and I don't know. Things didn't go our way.
And then here again, the offense wasn't in a rhythm. It was my first week practicing.
It's our rhythm. I don't think we weren't in a rhythm at all in the second half. And you could feel it. You could see it. We were talking about on the sideline, but just, I don't know, I was just thinking about it. It was kind of my first week with these guys, and I just got to get in a rhythm with them, especially like third down. I mean, we were terrible today, and I just got to get on the same page with those guys, and we got to convert those. Oh, yeah. Yeah, my arm's feeling it right now. it's different. You try to do all the practicing and preparation you can on the sideline, being the number two, and then when you get tossed into it, you just, you know, I didn't go through OTAs and training camp, and I'm not trying to make excuses or anything, but I just got to get in game shape and get rolling now.
But you are, and then asked if the arm strength issue is because of surgery.
No, I think it was just not going through training camp the same way as normally. I mean, it's a different routine than I've been used to in the past, so I just got to, you know, I got to get back to where I was.
Trey Lance has more accountability as a 22-year-old who hasn't played in the last 3 years than your 9-year veteran. I'm sorry. I don't want to hear that after a football game from my 9-year veteran who's helped this team go to 2 NFC championships and a Super Bowl. But you know what? This is the position he's in. He's in this position. He's playing on a team that did not want him, or at least a head coach who did not want him. The head coach tried to move off him forever.
He has arm fatigue now?
And now he has arm fatigue.
After the summer of arm fatigue, now Jimmy has arm fatigue? I'm fatigued by this team. And then I woke up at like 6 in the morning on Sunday. I went to go play golf in the morning. Like, oh, Niners aren't playing until the evening, right? First thing I see is the Adam Schefter report about a trade back in March.
I know. Like, I could care less about that.
And then stuffed into the bottom of it, Brock Purdy looks good, though.
Well,
I'm like, Jesus, this team.
Well, you know what?
Someone call Super Mario, because we need some real plumbers in here to fix the leaks.
Let's go to Bobby in Oakland. You want to talk about Brock Purdy? Bobby's watching this on YouTube. He has some thoughts on Brock Purdy.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having the show. I had to get on YouTube to see you guys go at it, man. And I appreciate what you bring, the truth to the airwaves. And you know what? Jimmy G, he does not have the arm strength. The decision-making is horrible. He misses receivers, all right? After the first 15 plays, all these defenses know exactly what to do with a power offense with Jimmy G. It was a clown show last night. Little I saw of Purdy in college, what I saw in preseason, it can't get worse than that. Let him go ahead.
There's our first Brock Purdy call.
Dude, hey, Bobby. You know what's crazy? Hold on, I'll let you finish, Bobby.
My dad wanted Brock Purdy, too.
I'll let you finish, Bobby. I've ripped Brock Purdy all preseason. I'm close to saying the same thing you're saying.
You're about to tap out.
I'm about to tap out of Jimmy G, Bobby. I'm saying, I swear to God.
I can't believe it.
You know, hey, all of these Jimmy G fans got exactly what we all knew he was going to get. And it's not going to get any better with the Rams. Hey, go ahead and get Purdy ready this week. I don't think they're going to beat the Rams. The following week, if we got any guts, Kyle, put Purdy in there. We can't get worse than that. Let's go.
Bobby. Here's the problem. Their offense has no pump.
No pump. It has no juice. No pop. Nothing.
Like, I mean, when the San Francisco Giants lineup
is
more threatening than the 49ers offense, what are we doing here?
Wow, that's saying a lot.
I've been crushing the Giants. So, and you know what? At least Jock will run into one.
So last week, remember Jimmy Garoppolo after the game?
Yeah.
Said it's like riding a bike.
Oh.
Remember that?
Oh,
it's just like riding a bike.
Yeah, I do remember.
I'm comfortable with this team. Yeah. I'm comfortable with the players around them. This week, I didn't go through training camp and OTAs. I'm not trying to make excuses, but I haven't played a lot with these guys in training camp. This guy's, so Shanahan and Garoppolo are made for, you're right, Shasky.
They're
made for each other.
It's
the
insane.
Lying and the spin it's cycle just, and the narratives. One week,
lack of accountability.
It's like riding a bike.
It's just
you're so happy to replace Trey Lance. So happy. And all these, a lot of media members too in the Bay Area. And I will call you out by names, but it's a long list. I'd be here all day if I had to call them out by list. Oh, the offense looks so much better with Jimmy in there. Oh, look at him. Jimmy this and Jimmy that. Jimmy's slinging it.
He had three good throws last night. One of them was to Juice, and I have no idea whether that was meant to be a back shoulder throw or not. I have no idea.
I guarantee you it wasn't.
But here's the thing that frustrates me. Everyone was touting his middle of the field accuracy. And I'm like, what, Jimmy, did you watch? I watch every game. I'm at every game in the end zone, B. I see the spots that he's throwing to. He missed Debo on a 3rd-and-3 over the middle off of Debo's
Texas route. The Texas route. Wide open. It would have been 30 yards.
Wide.
And he threw it. He's trying to throw it to the defender.
So that's where it's like, as much as I want to crush Shanahan, I'm like, well, that play was right
the
there.
The play was there.
And the guy just can't hit it. I'm telling you.
What about
you,
the wheel route in the first half? Debo is sitting there waiting down for the ball. He's sitting there waiting for it. He's wide open.
I mean, well,
he's wide open.
When you throw him a knuckleball.
He's running into the different night.
It's just.
But the quarterback can't make throws.
This is where I'm so conflicted this morning.
But you know what?
Because I'm just like, everything looks terrible.
But you know what? Shanahan backed himself into a corner with this situation. This is why we're not letting him off the hook. Defense played great. And now I'm thinking to myself, you cannot let D'Amico Ryans leave next year. You cannot let D'Amico leave. He has to stay. This guy's a future head coach, and they're flying around. He's chest bumping players on the sideline. They were hitting yesterday. They were out there flying around, and that defense, they deserve first-class flights. The offense deserves to catch Greyhound. So the rest is on Greyhound. I'm not even talking Amtrak. Well, I'm not talking coach. I'm talking about Greyhound bus. Had their asses take the bus through the Rocky Mountains and through Utah and through Nevada. It was embarrassing. But Shanahan backed himself into the corner, Shasky, when he said last Friday, in front of everybody, and Steiny Guru played the hell out of this cut. He's one of the best throwers on the planet when speaking about Jimmy Garoppolo. Yeah, he's one of the best throwers on the planet. The same guy you fired over and over and over again? He's one of the best throwers on the planet? And then we watch it all on Sunday Night Football.
Is it just him and Matt Damon on Mars? What planet is it?
We're talking Pluto? Talking about Uranus? Saturn? What are we doing? Talking about the sun? what are we talking about?
Well, here's the thing. It's not just Jimmy. I look at, we talk so much about money with the quarterback. B, I was screaming to the high heavens when they picked up the fifth-year option on Mike McGlinchey. Oh. What did I say to you? I said, why would you give this guy $10 million a year when no one in the NFL is giving this guy even a 2 or 3 year deal for $10
million? Nope.
He is making $10 million a year to be a traffic cop.
Yep.
Hey, you want to hit my quarterback? Right. Come this way.
Come this way.
No, dude. Not you over there. Come from the inside. Get a clean shot on him.
Well, you know what? He helps Jimmy G up, though, off the field. That's for sure.
Mike McGlinchey is, and then Jalen Moore goes in.
You know what Mike McGlinchey is? I'm just going to say this. Mike McGlinchey's a scrub. Let's just call it what it is. He's a scrub.
He's terrible.
He's terrible.
He is absolutely awful. Think of what we did to Kelly Oubre in this market. We ran Kelly Oubre out of town.
Out of town.
And Mike McGlinchey, we just keep sticking microphones in his mouth, and we're like, yep, that's our right tackle. He's terrible.
Awful.
He is terrible.
This is funny from the 707 Comcast Business Text Line. Jimmy G, the only man to consistently throw a back shoulder on a slant. Back shoulder throws on a slant route.
Debo, I mean, how about the Ayuk one where he caught it over the middle and he's jumping up in the air? I mean, if they just hit a guy in stride, they're going to keep running. It's just, this offense is so limited. I can't,
you know,
I can't do this. I thought we brought him in to have an explosive offense. Why are we the only team in the NFL allergic to the forward pass? Teams have multiple thousand-yard receivers left and right.
You know what?
We don't even have one.
But like I said, Karma's a bitch. And way last week, they freaking danced on Trey Lance's grave, and they were quick. Injured players on that team, they were quick to run a Michael Silver off the record. Coaches and players, you know, Jimmy does give us the best chance. Y'all crushed Trey Lance last week. Crushed him. After 4 starts, crushed him. And now look who we're stuck with. Watching number 10 again. On Sunday Night Football. And guess what? It doesn't get any easier next week. The Rams are coming to town, and it's Monday Night Football.
With no Trent Williams.
And Aaron Donald coming to town.
And Floyd.
And Jalen Ramsey.
Oh, and by the way, and one of the biggest nemesis of Jimmy Garoppolo, Wagner, in the middle of that defense.
Dude. In the middle. Oh, Bob, I forgot
you
Bobby
forgot,
Wagner
yeah, look
there.
At you. You forgot about Bobby Wagner. Wagner.
And look you know
at
what you. I, you know what I didn't forget? Was Jalen Ramsey. The
I
day,
forgot about Bobby Wagner.
Today.
He owns Jimmy.
Old
he loves
Jimmy.
To stand back
oh,
and just old wait.
Jimmy. Old Jimmy. There will be 10 no throws next week. Trust me.
How many were there yesterday?
About 8. I lost count.
I swear to God, the footwork fundamentals.
Look at my legal pad.
I tore mine up in anger.
By the end of the first half, I said, what the hell? Why am I? Second quarter, I said, why am I writing notes anymore? Why am I writing notes? We don't need to write anything.
And then everybody's mad at Shanahan. Here's another thing, like game decisions. Everyone's mad about Shanahan when it was a 3rd and 18 or whatever it was, and they would have got a hold and give him like another opportunity to go down on 3rd down. And instead of accepting the penalty, they declined it and they allowed Denver to get a field goal kick. Don't blame Shanahan for that.
No, don't do that.
If you want to rip him for the explosive offense or lack thereof, I'm here for that. But giving up that field goal, defense played amazing. It's not the defense's fault at all, nor is it that decision of the game.
Look,
you shouldn't have to pitch a shutout to win when the offense for the Broncos did nothing.
Listen, when Jalen Ramsey in 2017, when Jimmy became a 49er and the Niners beat Jacksonville, I was in that Jaguars locker room.
Uh-huh.
Off the record, those players were ticked off. They said, we lost to that guy. And I'm thinking, man, Jimmy's pretty damn good. And Jalen Ramsey told Marcus Thompson and I to our face, he's a system quarterback. He did nothing special. They schemed him up, and he's a system quarterback. I don't want to believe it. I said, oh, Jalen Ramsey's just bitter. You don't think he's salivating for Monday Night Football against Jimmy Garoppolo? Hell, he picked him off last year in the last week of the season, and Jimmy tried to throw more picks in the NFC Championship game.
That game last night felt like a carbon copy of the NFC Championship game, minus the safety. Let's,
real quick, before the injury report, let's go to Jay in San Jose.
Hey, Jay.
Jay in San Jose listening via the Odyssey app. What's up, Jay?
Oh, fellas. I got a headache from banging my head.
Thank you.
Well, yesterday.
This is awful.
Taking all the Trace. I'm a Trace fan, but it's not even about being a Trace fan. It's about knowing the game of football and watching Jimmy G over the last 5 or 6 years. Kyle Shanahan yesterday looked like a coach whenever they panned to him that was coaching his backup quarterback. And he looked like a guy who was, if you were in his head, was thinking, there's so many other plays I'd love to run if I had Trey. The reason why I wanted Trey, but I'm stuck with this guy again, and I have to run the same conservative offense that I've been running. If I have to see another interception thrown off his back foot,
oh my gosh,
I've seen that same hit 20 times from this guy. Literally, he could have stepped up in the pocket. There was a hole. It's basic quarterbacking. You step up in the pocket. Basic, you take 5 or 6 yards on the run. You live to play another down. Jimmy gets nervous. He throws it off his back foot. If I see this again, and the Trey hate at this point, if Trey played that same game last night,
he would
ran out of town.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
No doubt.
That's so obvious.
No doubt. They'd be crying for Jimmy Garoppolo. That's the irony. They were crying for Jimmy Garoppolo after Chicago. You still want to cry for Jimmy? You still crying for Jimmy Garoppolo? Are you guys still crying? Does he still get the Niners the best chance to win? Was that Niner football last night? You tell me. This guy's 12-10 in his last 22 games, but all Jimmy does is win. 46 regular season starts. This guy's got 48 turnovers, not including the safety last night, where he tried to throw a pick six. He ran out of back of the end zone and still threw a pick six. I cannot see that.
And let me ask you this right now. Given everything we know now with the locker room situation being what it was and just the whole dynamic, would you have rather had Jimmy Garoppolo at 6.5 making incentives based off every start or Teddy Bridgewater, who signed a one-year 6.5 million?
I'd rather have Teddy Bridgewater. I'd rather have Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, we hyped up Jimmy. I mean, myself included. It's just insane.
It's absolutely insane. Injury report. Comcast Business Text Line 510. Jimmy got happier feet than a damn penguin. They say Jimmy Garoppolo's doing the waddle dance in the pocket.
Oh, come on. Come on. Come on.
Things are going from bad to worse for the Niners after they lost left tackle Trent Williams to a high ankle sprain on one of the worst plays in 49 history. That was the third. The card's coming out for
you
Trent.
You have to laugh at this point.
You can't. That's the only way.
It's the only way.
Or you're
going to
have
this.
A heart attack.
I almost popped six blood vessels this morning.
My blood pressure was so high driving into the show this morning. It's unbelievable. Injury. Why do we care more about this stuff than the damn players? Garoppolo's in midfield on the Broncos logo laughing it off. We care more.
We got
a Lombardi. We ain't get one this year. Not with this offense. Stinks. But third quarter, Trent Williams injures his ankle on a catch. Just the worst play in 49ers history. Jimmy Garoppolo run out of back of the end zone. We almost threw a freaking pick six. He was officially ruled out. We have no timetable. We have no idea when Trent Williams is going to be back. No idea.
Tears of a clown I need to hear on the other side. Because I feel like I'm wearing a clown mask to cover me crying.
With that highlight. Injury report brought to you by Boxingers and Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up on the game, sponsored by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Mike, Teddy, Chambry, you're coming up next on the Morning Roast here on 95.7 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.